Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
7 minutes it is to 5 o'clock this Wednesday morning, the 1st of February, 2023. Whenever we talk of savings, we often think of saving for retirement or saving for one's child's education in the future. We never think of saving for an emergency fund or, quite frankly, just to spoil yourself. Tanya Elsa Emke is a financial advisor, joins me on the line now. Tanya, very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you very much.
It is important, is it not, to, one, save for that emergency fund. People are being retrenched left, right and center. Stage six of load shedding, putting a lot of businesses under pressure. And you need that emergency fund that you can tap into should you find yourself unemployed unexpectedly and needing to buy yourself a bit of time while you're looking for the next job.
Correct, it is. And it's unfortunately, as you rightly said, very few people consider this part of their budget. You have to put a little bit of money away and make sure that it's not your investment, because when you look at your investment as something that you want to spend on those things that you like to do, this is your emergency fund. This is for those things that you didn't plan would happen. You know, we unfortunately are very much emotionally involved in our money matters. When things go bad and there's a shortage of money, we feel that we're failing. And the same when things are going great, you think, okay, I've made it. But as you rightly said, when a worldwide pandemic happens or interest rates hikes get higher and higher, it's not something you are doing wrong. It's just life happening. And you have to have an investment that you can dip into that doesn't take away from your wealth.
And you are right. It is an investment. So preferably keep it in a vehicle where it can earn you some money, however little. But I imagine a fairly flexible and easy accessibility to that cash as well, right?
Yes. I think this is one of the biggest mistakes people make. And I would use an example. Your tax-free investments that we now have access to. Tax-free investments are flexible. They do earn you better interest and more growth than just having it in a bank account. But if you're using this as your emergency fund that you need to pay something like a tire that's just burst out of, you're actually accessing the money that you're supposed to be putting away as a savings, as an investment. That allowance is only $500,000 in your lifetime. And when you take money out of that account for an emergency, you are depleting that $500,000 allowance and not getting the full benefit, because putting that in a bank account is just earning interest. And your first $23,800 is interest-free from SARS anyways. So you're not utilizing that product correctly. For me, I normally advise clients, especially young people that maybe don't have a bond, to rather just use a savings account that has some form of interest, that is easily accessible, low fees, and no commissions and charges on it. For, you know, making someone else wealthy, whilst this is money that you're going to access at any given point.
Yeah. Something we always remind listeners about on this feature is a need to draw a distinction between what you need as a person versus what you want. Me traveling on an international holiday, you know, I could argue it's a need because it, you know, gives me extra vuma when I come back. I'm inspired. I'm exposed to new ideas and, most importantly, how the world can be. But that's a want. That's not a need.
Correct. I agree with you. And again, that's a different, I always say to my clients, you have to have different savings pockets, and that would fall under a different little pocket that you have. This, what we're talking about here, an emergency fund, is for those events that you didn't budget for. If you look at your holiday money, as you just said, or your want money, that is something that you put away because you want to take the family for a treat or yourself. This pocket is specifically for when your tire bursts in the middle of the month and you didn't have that budgeted into your monthly expenses. Or typically for the moms, when your son has just lost his brand new blazer and it is the first week in, or second week in January, and we all know how long January month can be after our Decembers. If you have a emergency fund pocket, it will not detract from your need for paying the bills, but will pay the need to replace something or fix something around the house or in your life.
That's important advice there. Thank you very much, Tanya. Tanya Ilse Emke is a financial advisor talking to us about saving for an emergency fund and saving for those wonderful treats and spoils that you want to enjoy, and not just saving for retirement or future investments. Thank you very much, Tanya, indeed.